This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome in to the Billy Stats Best Bets Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, unofficial sportsbook of the NFL. Today is October the 16th, and I am so happy to be with you this morning. I am your host, Billy Stats. Some call me Bama Billy, Bay Area Billy, Barnes Fashion Billy, Basketball Billy, Round Ball Billy, Bracket Billy, Billy Legs. It doesn't matter what you want to call me. All that matters is that you're tuning into this podcast, and I can't thank you enough. I said today was Saturday. I said today was October the 16th. And I think if you're in Knoxville, Tennessee, or if you're a Tennessee Vols fan, you know exactly what that means. Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels are coming to town. Ranked in the top 15 and only a 2.5-point favorite if you get on DraftKings Sportsbook right now. 2.5 points. We'll talk about what to do with that a little later. The overall theme for this weekend in college football is the slate isn't that great. However, there are some good games. There are going to be some fine games to watch, and there's going to be games to bet on. Look, I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag because that's not the person I am. I don't want to brag because I don't want to put bad juju on me, and I don't want to brag because I don't want to put bad juju on anyone that takes my bets. But in my last 13 plays in the last 7 days, my last 13 plays, the Bill Will is 12-1. The only loss coming last weekend, I bet Wake Forest -5.5 against Syracuse. The game went into overtime, and I really thought I was going to have a chance to win with Wake Forest scoring, maybe holding Syracuse, but they only kicked a field goal, 1-3. Obviously didn't cover the 5.5. That's been my only loss. Had a lot of winners in that time. Had Michigan State covering the 3.5-point spread against Rutgers. Had Tennessee covering the -10.5-point spread against South Carolina. And really, I kind of stayed away from the SEC. I think that's the main point, is the SEC is crazy this year. Obviously, you have Georgia, who's really, really good. You have Kentucky, who is actually playing Georgia today. And the line opened up as 20 point, which is crazy, but it kind of makes sense too, because I just don't think Kentucky's on that level. And I also think Kentucky could slip up and get beat by a Tennessee or a Missouri, right? Like, I don't think Kentucky, just because they beat Florida, is really the second best team in the East. I guess they could prove me wrong today. They play tough against Georgia today, then I was completely wrong. Kentucky's a good team. But then you jump over to the SEC West, and you had Texas A&M beat Alabama. Now, I still think Alabama is cream of the crop in the SEC West. But, like, would it surprise anyone if, like, Auburn beats Arkansas, but Arkansas beat A&M, who beat Alabama? Like, the SEC West is just absolutely insane this year. I think every team can beat any team except for Alabama, but I say that, and Texas A&M beat Alabama. So the SEC's really kind of been hard to predict this year. And I think that's something, that's a league that most of us are familiar with. But the more we can stay away from chaos, the better our bets are going to be. And I have to be honest with you. I am winning a ton of money on my bets this year. But when it comes to giving bets, I get super nervous. And maybe that's not who I need to be. That's not, I need to have confidence in my picks, and I do. But I do worry when people tell me and take my bets and have confidence in me, because I want every pick to win. And I know that's not possible. As long as we get to like 54%, we're going to make money. But it still scares me. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you games that I like. I'm not even going to tell you games that I'm playing, because even though I like a game all week, I wait until kickoff. I wait until kickoff pretty much, because there are some cases to where the public doesn't know anything. Well, I don't want to say the public doesn't know anything, but it kind of goes back to the SEC, right? Like, we think we know the SEC, so we place the bet that makes the most sense. And since the SEC is absolutely crazy this year, we lose. And so the general public loses. So there's some cases to where even if I like a game all week long, I know the line's going to change before Saturday, because a lot of people wait to bet on Friday, Saturday. And the public doesn't know as much as Vegas, obviously. And so, again, I might like a game all week, and if the public just hammers them, I'm probably staying away. And that game very well could win. I just don't like playing a heavy favorite by the public. So keep that in mind as you look at lines today. But if you get on DraftKings Sportsbook right now, they have some pretty cool stuff that you can get into. You can opt into a college football week 7 parlay boost. Get a 50% profit boost on any 5-plus leg college football parlay. Obviously, you can't take all the very heavy favorites. The max favorite you can take is minus 500. And obviously, you can go all the way up to plus 250. I looked at this last night. There are some parlays that you can string together, like Florida's money line against LSU obviously still counts. You can take all 5 games against the spread. If you have a really good feeling about the spread, you can take all 5 games against the spread. I haven't checked this yet, but try to buy some points in each game and still be able to get that 50% profit boost. Take it against the spread. By 3 or 4 points, I think that would still keep it under minus 500. I think you can go even further than that. Buy as many points as you can to keep it under minus 500 and roll the dice on that type of parlay. I think that's smart. And when you get the plus 50%, you're going to be in great plus money there. Again, I know I told you to stay away from the SEC, but if you just really feel strongly that you're great at SEC betting, you can bet now on the SEC slate. Opt in and get 5 10% profit boost on SEC games. I know you're thinking 10% doesn't do much, but if you're going to bet on those games anyways, you might as well use the 10%. I've used it every week. It's helped me get some of those spreads to plus money, and that's what you want. That's what you want when you're betting. You want plus money bets to hit. Finally, after I've been complaining, Tennessee Ole Miss is a same game parlay, and that's where I want to start. You got to opt in to the same game parlay. I'm immediately going to team scoring props, and I'm scrolling down a little bit, and we're going to go to Ole Miss total points first half. I'm taking the over 12.5 there. Take the 13.5. You can if you want. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. The only thing I'm worried about with taking over 13.5 is if they score a touchdown and a field goal. Obviously, that's only 10. And then if they kick another field goal, you're at 13. They could score three times and you're still going to lose that bet. I'm also worried about them scoring two touchdowns and missing extra points. College kickers are crazy. Take the 12.5 and feel safe there. Same thing with Tennessee first half. Take the 12.5. Combine both of those, it's at minus 450. Not very good odds there, but that's when we're going to go down to Ole Miss total points in the first quarter. I like both teams to score a touchdown. Again, I'm not playing with the college kickers. I'm not getting 6.5 and them missing an extra point. Although, I do think the first quarter could end 10-10 or 14-14. But let's be safe. Let's take 5.5. And we're going to take Tennessee 5.5 as well, over 5.5 points. So over 12.5 for both teams in the first half, over 5.5 for both teams in the first quarter. That's a parlay at minus 150. So we're getting there. We're getting to plus money there. That's when I'm going to go back to game lines. And you can either take Ole Miss plus 7.5. So you're saying Tennessee is going to win, and if they win, they're only going to win by a touchdown. Or you can take Tennessee plus 12.5. I like taking Tennessee plus 12.5 there. It's only going to increase your odds to minus 105, but there we go, right? There we go. We're almost at plus money, and I don't think these five picks are that crazy. If you want to go nuts, if you think Tennessee is going to win the game, and you think they're going to win the game by a touchdown, do Tennessee minus 6.5, and your odds move to plus 425. If you think Tennessee's only going to win by a field goal, go Tennessee minus 2.5. Your odds move to plus 270. I would take that as well. It's all about how you feel with Tennessee. I might play it safe and go Tennessee plus 12.5. I like 105 odds. I don't mind minus 105 odds, especially on a five-leg parlay that I think the other four legs are going to hit. And here's something that you can do with this parlay here, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and add Tennessee plus 12.5. I'm also going to scroll down and add Ole Miss plus 7.5. So Tennessee can't win by more than a touchdown, and Ole Miss can't win by more than 12 points. I mean, you're basically saying the game's going to be close there. I know you're kind of handcuffing yourself a little bit, but those six picks are at plus 165. That's something to think about there. All right, so some picks that I like. I did like Tennessee at 3.5. Now, as the line shrunk to 2.5, I know you're thinking, like, that's not that big of a difference. You should probably still take Tennessee, and maybe you should. But I like Tennessee as a one-star at minus 3.5. I think I am staying away from them right now. Just to give you an idea, California was a four-star bet for me last night. And Syracuse was a four-star bet for me last night. They both hit. A four-star bet I have for today, which really scares me, and I don't know if I'm going to take it. Again, I like these plays right now. I'm going to wait closer to kickoff. You need to make your best judgment. Just don't tell me. Don't blindly have confidence in me. I will let you down. But it's Texas minus 3.5. I think they're a good team. They showed it last week. I know they blew a big lead. It did feel like Texas had the better team last week. And it oddly felt like Texas had more talent, which was weird. I'm going Texas minus 3.5 there. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Texas A&M has a letdown game. I think Texas A&M is better than Missouri. Obviously, they have more talent. Missouri isn't good. But that line is at minus 11.5, and doesn't it feel like last week Texas A&M won a national championship? In their mind, they beat Alabama. That's a high for a team that's not going to make it really anywhere this season. They're not good enough to go to the college football playoff. They know that. Are they going to really compete hard against Missouri after getting a huge win? I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on that game. Some other games that interest me is Michigan State. I've bet on them a lot this year, and they haven't let me down yet, and I'm scared that one of these weeks they're going to have a letdown game, but they are a -4.5-point favorite. I like that line right there. If you want to jump on that, pay attention to that game a little later. Pittsburgh at -5. It kind of feels like this is a little bit low based on the way Virginia Tech's been playing this year. But Pitt has to go on the road. That does change some things. Blacksburg is a tough place to play in most scenarios. Virginia Tech +5 might be the play there. What scares me about that play, though, is Pitt's offense is just so dang good. Now, they could have a horrible game. But one of the best offenses in the nation, it's hard to bet against a really, really good offense when they're only a 5-point favorite. It just seems like they can win by a touchdown easy. So take a look at that game if you want. Oklahoma -13.5. What are they going to do with the quarterback position? They don't play Spencer Rattler. I think that Oklahoma covers that 13.5 fairly easy. Nebraska has been playing so much better this year under Scott Frost. Has he kind of figured it out? They've played a lot of close games. They're a -4.5-point favorite. With the way they're playing, it's hard for me not to take Nebraska in this game. I don't know if I'm going to. That's the line that I like. Finally, I don't really know what to make out of LSU Florida. Florida is an 11.5-point favorite. Seems kind of high, but 11.5, 12.5, 13.5, all really the same to me. So I think you're getting decent value there because either Florida's going to win by 10 or they're going to win by 14. I know it's a lot of information. I will be throwing some money on that same game parlay that we just came up with. I like the +165 odds. If Ole Miss beats Tennessee by more than 2 touchdowns, then obviously I deserve to lose that bet. And if Tennessee beats Ole Miss by more than a touchdown, then, I mean, I bought the win, right? Like, everyone could be happy about a double-digit Tennessee win. I am recording very early, and I'm cutting it off now because I am getting ready. I will be down on campus all day today, so if you see me around G10, come and say hi. Love to hang out with you. Love to meet you guys. And hopefully we have a good day. Hopefully it's a great day on Rocky Top and it ends with a Tennessee win tonight. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast. And as always, I want to thank 37 because without you guys, none of this would be possible. Hope to catch you at the game. I'll be back again next week. Catch you then.